Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. I am here in the Prudential Center Mall in Boston. I'm about to head over to the Mass Marketing Summit, a conference. I'm looking forward to that this afternoon. But first, we have our priorities, and I am sitting down with Omema Marzouk, and she is a financial advisor, and she agreed to talk to me for a few minutes about a event that she founded and has run called LinkedIn Local Boston. She's going to tell us all about that. She's going to tell us about her career as a financial advisor. She's going to talk about marketing and social media and who knows what. Omema, thanks so much for joining me, and tell us a little bit about your background.
Hi, thanks, Bob. So a little bit about my background. Social media, I guess I've been using it since its days. And regarding when I got into the financial world, I got a lot of my clients, a lot of my partners, my connections through using social media, building that presence and letting people know, like, hey, I exist, and putting content out there, building those relationships and talking to people, and getting me to where I'm at today.
Excellent. What about, so we were talking earlier about using LinkedIn and videos, and I myself, I think you know, do a lot of videos, and I have found in the last year or two that the algorithms seem to be favoring video. The raw file, the native video that we upload, especially on LinkedIn, and it doesn't have to be high production quality. You don't need bright lights and fancy gadgets. You can just put something up there, and it seems to resonate with an audience. You have done some of that. Tell me about that and how it's worked for you.
Absolutely. Videos are so powerful. If you're not making videos yet, seriously, go out there and do it. So the great thing about videos and in not having to be in that professional commercial setting is that it's raw and it's authentic, and people are really seeing you for you. So they can see that, okay, you're maybe outside and maybe it's raining, and that they're seeing you facing the camera and just being raw and authentic. So what that does is it shows people that, hey, you're vulnerable, you can be out there, and nothing has to be in such a pigeonhole square box that you can't really express who you are. Videos has allowed me to meet a lot of people because, A, first of all, it gets shared, and then, B, what it does, it shows that whatever the situation is, you can relate it to your business. So let's just say, for example, you're a carpenter and you're out there and you're saying, I'm looking at the square footage on the ground, and you kind of give a little presentation about the tiles, the grounds and whatnot, and show people that it could be less than 2 minutes long, right? You don't really want to make a long video. And show that to people. And what you're doing is you're creating that raw, authentic content. So when you're doing that raw, authentic content, people are saying, okay, well, I want to talk to you more because you're there, you're out there, you're presenting yourself. And I think it makes it a little easier to communicate with people because they see that video.
I agree totally with you, Omema. I have a client who we have done some videos for, and she has told me that now when she goes to a meeting or a conference, people say, oh, I know you from your videos. Yeah. So it helps break the ice, if you will. People feel like they know you. It's authentic. It's genuine. And that's what seems to play in today's social media day and age. So we were talking about LinkedIn and LinkedIn videos. I have to ask, this is something I really want to talk about, is LinkedIn Local. I know that's a national thing, I believe.
International. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And you know way more about it than I do, except I want to tell people I have been to a couple of your events, LinkedIn Local Boston. They're phenomenal. You fill the room, and you get great speakers, and we have lots of fun. I met so many people, first and foremost you.
Yeah.
And so tell us about LinkedIn Local Boston.
So, well, LinkedIn Local was started off by this woman named Anna out in Australia. And so it's coming on, I think, almost 2 years old now. And now it's literally international. There's so many different countries. Do you want me to hold it? Or, there's so many different countries that that have LinkedIn Local. So the concept of LinkedIn Local is getting the conversation offline. So many times you connect with people and you're, all right, cool, you're connected, but there's no real connection. There's no face-to-face. There's no, like, heart-to-heart. And before I started the LinkedIn Local Boston in February, a friend of mine, we were doing LinkedIn Local, but we weren't calling that because we're like, oh, you can't, we don't want to use the name and whatever it is. But we were reaching out to people via LinkedIn and saying, hey, we're going to get together on a monthly basis, maybe about like 20 to 30 people, and build that relationship via LinkedIn. And then my friend reached out to me back. She moved down to Austin, and she's like, hey, Umami, you got to check out this thing that's called LinkedIn Local. And I was like, what? Like, I'm in. I'm on it. So all the speakers, they don't get paid, which is phenomenal. And all the ticket proceeds goes to a local charity. So the reason why we do that is because a lot of times, sometimes people forget that you don't have to give, but giving gives you that human factor to yourself. And so with LinkedIn Local Boston, we don't ask, what do you do? Because honestly, who really cares what you do for work? When people are asking you, what do you do for work? It's bringing up, well, how can I have a conversation with you? Can I have a conversation with you? Is your line of work going to benefit me? Is it interesting? How can we engage and whatnot? So instead of asking, what do you do? It's like, we joke around and saying, like, oh, if someone says, like, what do you do? Say LinkedIn Local Boston, right? But just engage. So you could say, hey, Bob, like, I like your shirt today. Like, tell me a little bit about the color blue, or just anything, anything to make it real and authentic. So then what's happening is you're building those human connections. And I feel like people have forgotten, since social media is phenomenal, right? If you're not on social media, if your business isn't on social media, you're really not existing. But I feel like social media, what it's kind of done with people is it's forgotten that human touch. So when you engage now with someone,
how ironic.
Yeah, right? And then you engage with them on whether it's LinkedIn or whether you Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever other social media platform, you have that heart-to-heart. So then if you decide that you want to do business with them or you want to partner up with them, you could say, hey, Bob, you were telling me that you were going to a marketing event, and, oh, I see that you're married. Like, oh, you're a runner too. I have something. I have substance to talk to you instead of being like, all right, Bob, I saw your video and let's do business. You know, keeping it real.
Well, it's taking online, offline, and doing it in real life, IRL. And I said how ironic, because social media, the idea is to be social. But, yes, a lot of people take it to an extreme, and they only stay online. Yeah. So my sense of what you do is getting people who know each other online, offline together, and that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we actually do business. And help each other.
Absolutely. And a lot of my clients have actually come from LinkedIn. It's reaching out to them and just saying, like, hey, like, I want to have a conversation with you. And being in the financial world, a lot of people are like, oh, no, like, I'm not interested. And they say that I'm not interested at first because they're, like, scared. But it's like, I just want to talk to you. I don't even know if we're ready to do business yet together. Right. But let's talk and see if what you're trying to do and what I'm trying to do align and work together. But some of my best friends have come from social media. Some of my amazing business partners come from social media. Meeting Bob, like, and he's a huge advocate for LinkedIn Local Boston, so I appreciate it. But it's just literally, it's getting the conversation offline. And I tell people, LinkedIn Local Boston, I'm just hosting it, right? And I have amazing people that help me host it as well, too. But it's your LinkedIn Local Boston. It's what you want to make out of it. If you want to engage in conversations with people, great. Talk to a new person. So when people come in with their friends or their coworkers, I'm like, cool, you two already know each other, right? And most of the time they're like, yeah. I'm like, cool. go elsewhere. Go talk to somebody else, you know? Yep. Engage in a conversation, because you got to get out of your comfort zone to really be able to do what you want to do. And I feel like social media has given people a platform to be comfortable, but I want to get people, like, uncomfortable.
Love that, Omama. And that's a good lesson for life in general, meaning I think too many people stop growing at a certain point in their lives, and that can be at a very young age, because they don't want to try something new or different. And you grow and you learn and you become a better person by thinking outside the box, acting outside the box, outside your comfort zone, if you will. I would like to ask you about the next LinkedIn local event. Here we are in early, mid-December-ish. When would the next one be? Where would it be? And who might the speakers be? I'm probably very premature in asking you all those questions, but...
No, you're not premature at all. Those are all great questions. So the date is in March. We don't have an exact date yet, and we're working out locations. We've partnered up with Industrious in the past, and they've been absolutely phenomenal. And I don't... Like, I know other LinkedIn locals, they might have it in the same spot, but because I want to be able to reach out to different people, and I don't want it to be like a typical networking event. A lot of times you go to a networking event and you run into a lot of the same people, right? And it's a matter of engaging and doing different things. So we've had it in various different areas of Boston. It's still going to be in Boston. We just don't have the exact location yet. We'll probably know by the end of this week, hopefully, where we'll have it. And then the speakers, we're still in the works of it. But the next theme for LinkedIn Local Boston is layoffs, rebranding, and LinkedIn. And sometimes you have to go offline to be able to rebrand and build yourself to have that online presence again. So, for example, actually, right now I'm taking a break from social media.
So I heard.
So,
how dare you?
taking a little break from social media because I'm in transition to start up my own firm come the beginning of the new year, and I'm going to be rebranding, relaunching, revamping who I am and what I'm doing as a business. And then that way, when I'm ready to get back on social media, which will be soon, but you got to take a little break first, right? It'll be there in the presence. So, yeah, you have to... Again, in March, that will be our next event. But the purpose is to... There's so many great entrepreneurs out there. Well, why did they become an entrepreneur? What happened? What did they... Did they get laid off? Did they get fired? Did they have to quit? Like, what happened? And how did they use LinkedIn and social media? But how did they use that to rebrand themselves to get to where they are? And so that's the theme. If any of you have some wonderful local Boston people or Massachusetts people that you feel like, hey, you want to hear them speak, bring them on. But we want the speakers to engage with our audience. We've had such phenomenal speakers so far. Like, oh my God, I want Bob to come speak because I listen to his podcast and his energy is amazing. But it's a matter of really just being able to connect that human connection and realize that you're just doing this out of the goodness of your heart.
Oh, Mama, you are amazing. You are so energetic, enthusiastic, passionate about what you do, and you're actually putting yourself, you're practicing what you preach, because I think you're putting yourself into that uncomfortable zone in order to take that leap of faith, run your own business, it sounds like you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And you let me know, you know, anytime how I can help. We have talked about AMA Boston. I'm president of the American Marketing Association Boston chapter. Hopefully we get a chance to partner with you and LinkedIn Local Boston to create an event. Let me segue quickly, because I have to get over to my conference. Tell me, last one of two questions, tell me what you think about the future of social media when you get back on, which probably will be in a few months.
Yep.
You're going to be on this podcast, so that you'll indirectly be be on social media. I'll be putting this out there as soon as possible. But tell us what, when you do get back and relaunch your own personal brand, what do you plan to do specifically, and what do you think social media is going to look like in 2019?
Absolutely. So social media, again, if you're not online, you're really missing out on opportunities and people and engagements that you might have never happened. So First and foremost, I definitely think that video content is being put out there more. We were talking earlier, Bob and I, that, you know, most people aren't even really looking at newspapers anymore. They're looking at social media to what's happening, whether it's the weather, whether it's what's going on. And so front and foremost. So you want to make sure that you're putting video content out there and really engaging with people. I plan on continuing doing what I do and having events, engaging with people, putting videos out there, but I want to make it a little bit more engaging in the sense of having more live, what do they call the live videos?
Yep.
And making people just feel like, hey, they're actually talking to a person. Like, yep. How can I engage with you more? I feel like the future with social media, nowadays, there's so many different kinds of social medias out there. And it's really finding what platform fits for you. The top right now is LinkedIn, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram. Did I say Facebook?
Yeah.
So those are the prime. But who knows if 2019 Correct. Those are going to be the prime. And it's really, if your business is not on those top platforms, are you really getting in touch with everybody else? Are you really engaging with the audience that you might have missed out on? The people that are on Facebook might not necessarily be the same people on LinkedIn, via Twitter, via Instagram. But pictures, videos, content, being real and authentic, that's what people want. And that's what's missing out on this cookie cutter platform.
Yep.
And it's a matter of having you being like, I'm out. I'm breaking away from this cookie cutter because I don't fit that mold.
Yep.
And making a presence of who you are. Because at the end of the day, people don't care what company you work for. People don't really care about what you do, but they care about how you make them feel and what engagements you had with them. So engage on social media.
Fist bump. Oh, man. I love that. I agree. People do care how you make them feel, and you can use all kinds of social media channels to make people feel good, to motivate them, to inspire them, educate them, and ultimately they look up to you, respect you, and ideally do business with you.
Yeah.
So finally, how can people reach you if they want to reach out to you, LinkedIn, etc.?
So I am still on LinkedIn. You can find me underneath Umama Y Marzouk. So it's O-M-A-M-A, the letter Y, and Marzouk, M-A-R-Z-U-Q. That's my LinkedIn. I'm there, curly hair, glasses, you'll find me. And then I am also on Instagram. It's O Greatness, and you can find me on Instagram. And then the other social media platforms, those are changing, so I'm not going to give them out right now. But I'm out there. You just type in my name. You'll find me. I'm easy.
Or they can find you through me, of course. And
you
I'd be
both.
Glad. Yeah, I'd be glad to refer to connect them, any of my listeners, to you, Umama. I you've been a great interview. You're an extraordinarily great person. I think very highly of you. You have so much energy and passion. You're a fantastic event planner, marketer, social media person, financial advisor. I don't know you in that role, in that capacity, but that's your day job, and that's how you earn your living, and I wish you continued success in that, and I thank you, Umama Marzouk, for spending time with me today, and I will be back with Bob Cargill's Marketing Show sometime soon. Thanks, listeners, for listening, and we will talk to you again soon.